More on bovine clinical mastitis. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. On July 5th, we told you about some Oregon State University researchers who developed a blood test in order to identify dairy cows who are susceptible to bovine clinical mastitis. Now we learn that visible abnormalities in milk are often the first sign of mastitis in dairy cows. However, just showing some symptoms may not necessarily mean a long-term treatment plan is necessary. Dr. Kurt Vlietstra, professional services veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about some of the things that happen to a cow's body when she first becomes infected with mastitis.
There's different ways that a cow will respond depending on the pathogen that's involved and also the severity of that pathogen. So first of all, it's actually possible for an infection to occur. We call this a subclinical infection, and the only way you're going to detect this is by doing routine culture. There may be an elevated somatic cell count, but the milk may appear normal, no inflammation, and the cow looks perfectly healthy. So that's one way. Then we get to the abnormal milk, which is typically associated with a mild infection. Progressing beyond that, you'll see some inflammation of the udder. This may last 3 to 5 days, depending, again, on the severity and type of infection.
There are rare cases in which a cow can appear clinically sick and needs immediate attention because of severe infection. If a dairy producer discovers an infection, the first thing Vlietstra says is consult a protocol that's hopefully already been put in place by their veterinarian. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.